So we have in the beginning of the parasha the four lashonos of Geula, plus the fifth one, Ve'evesi. How does Hashem tell Klal Yisrael that he's going to be Goelotam in the four lashonos? Lachein Emer Livnei Yisrael Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. So all the Rishonim and all the Mefarshim explain Ani Hashem, it's a lashon of Neman, the Kayem Avtachti. I'm Neman, I'm Hashem, I could do it. So even though I'm telling you I'm going to do things which you can't understand, how could it be? Vatzeiti, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, how could it be? Ani Hashem. I'm able to do it. Rashi, Lachein al pi oto ha-shvua emor livnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, ha-nemon v'haftachasi. So Ani Hashem is to say that I'm trusted. I'm good to deliver, as they say in English. I can do it. And that's the pshat, the pasuk of Ani Hashem. I wanted to say another pshat. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is magdim the Arba Lashonos of the Geula by telling Klal Yisrael, Ani Hashem. Why is Hashem makdim? Why does Hashem make an introduction to the Arba Lashonos of Geula, Ani Hashem? If you look at Rashi, there's a very, very interesting Rashi. How he explains Votzeti. What is the Lashon of Geula Votzeti? Says Rashi, Kichein Iftachtiv. I promised. What did I promise? I'm going to take them out because I promised. What does the Rechush Gadol have to do with Votzeti? Hashem promised he'll take them out. Lama Rashi Machnis L'toch HaLashon Shel Votzeti. Lo rak shu yotzi otam, elo shu yotzi otam berchush gadol. You look at the Ramban. The Ramban explains the Arba Lashonos of Geula al etzem ha-geula. Look at Ramban, Votzeti. Yavtichem shi yotzi yoysa mi'artza. He's guaranteeing them that he's going to take them out. Lo yizbloid kovid masa. They're not going to have the oppression of the Mitzrayim. Haitzalti, Shalayim Shalubahem, that they're not going to force them, they're not going to be rulers over them. Vigalti, Kiyasabem Shvatim. These are all Lishonot of Geula. Haramban, Miduyak, Ramban is saying good. Vatzeti, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, Zinyanim Shal Geula. Avrashi, Machnis et haRechush Gadol. Rashi alludes, umitzayen. He takes note that it's not just Votzeti. Elish yiftachtim shevotzeti otam. Rechush Gadol. What does that have to do with Votzeti? Votzeti, pashut. Kama Ramban, kama Rishayim. Shakosh Baruch Yotzi otanu. Lama umitzayen. So the Pasha Pshat you could say is that Rashi is just quoting the Pasuk. This is what I would say Pasha Pshat is. That Rashi is just saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu iftiach lanu shiyotzi otanu. Efo iftiach lanu. Because it says, Achi kein yeitzu. Yeitzu. הוא מוסיף את סוף הפסוק ברכוש גודל, אבל הרכוש גודל באמת לא שייך פה. יכולים להגיד, right? What do you say, Rafi? Maybe. That's a little bit funny. I mean, what's wrong with what it says? לכן אמור לבני ישראל, אני השם, הוצאתי אתכם. On the other things, he doesn't say, I promised. Does Rashi say, כמו שהבטחתי זה, כמו שהבטחתי זה? לכן אמור, אני מבטיח. שרציתי, ניצלתי, וגואלתי, ולקחתי. למה פה מציין רשי את הפסוק? V'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol im lav losif uladgish et ha'ruchush gadol. If it's not to point out the ruchush gadol, there's no, really no reason for Rashi to bring the pasuk. All Rashi has to say is lachen emor livnei Yisrael ani Hashem, I'm trustworthy. What am I guaranteeing? So what does Rashi mean? Why does Rashi have to be chozer on the beginning? On the beginning. Kichein iftachtiv achir ken yetzu b'chush gadol. What's wrong with Votzeti? I promise it now. Makavana Rashi shum madgish umtsayen et hapasuk shel avtacha, the avtacha of the achicha yetzu b'chush gadol. It's not necessary. It's yeter, it's extra here in the psukim. You hear the question? Shela pshuta, shela meod yafa. Tell me, is there any way we can get some fresh air going here? It's extremely hot. So open the window, open the door. Now the truth is, Rashi learns all the psukim in the context of I promised. V'gam akimoisi is brisi itam lachain, because there was once a haftacha. So Rashi says the Votzeti is not a new haftacha, but Votzeti is the old haftacha. So maybe that's why Rashi says kemoshi iftachti with the pasuk v'achichen yetzer b'chush gadol. Again, you know, the pasuk Yeitzu is lo shani yotziotam. Shem Yeitzu, that they'll come out b'rechush gadol. The context of the pasuk is not even Votzeti. The context of the pasuk is Shem Yeitzu. Hamashmaut shel pasuk. Ma hamashmaut shel pasuk? Lo shani yotziotam. Shem Yeitzu b'rechush gadol. Ikar pasuk Shem Yeitzu u'b'rechush gadol. As mizeh Rashi lomed shehivtachtich shani yotziotam. It's difficult what Rashi brings this pasuk for. Okay. And like I say, the Ramban is meduyak. The Ramban doesn't bring the pasuk of v'achichen yetzu b'chush gadol. Rabbeisai, I think it's bedavka that Rashi brings this pasuk. U'bedavka, Rashi madgish u'mitzayen et ha'ruchush gadol in the pasuk v'otzeiti. Hey, you just came. Votzeti! Ma kavana votzeti? Shani yotzi otam! Zehu! Right? Rashi says, Shiyetzu berchush gadol, et haposuk shiyetzu berchush gadol. Ma zeh shayach lepa? Why is it necessary to bring in the rechush gadol? If you take a look by the rechush gadol, Hashem said, Daber no be'ozne ha'om yishalu ishmet re'eyu. This is in Perik Yidalu Pasuk Beis. So Rashi says, what does no mean? He quotes the Gemara in Brachis. Ein no elo loshem bakasha. No means please. No is a loshem bakasha. Why did Hashem have to be mevakesh mehem? Now, if you notice, it's a very interesting Gemara. What does no mean? No means please. So what's the Gemara? Ain't no elu lasha bakasha. So bakasha is no is bakasha. Bakasha is no. It's the same thing. Could you imagine someone says, please do this, and please is a lasha of please. Yodim mazeh na. Ma kavana b'gemara brachas daftes on his base. Shena is a lasha of bakasha. So there's a pshat from my great-grandfather, the Beit Aron. Kol ha-svarim mivim mimenu ta pshat hazeh, all the svarim. There's two types of please. There's please, and there's please with ani mevakesh, kasher, strongly. You know where we see this? Take a look, Esther. Navshi b'sheilasi, v'ami b'vakashasi. What's the difference? She'ela, ani shuel mimcha. Ken, la, la, you want to do it fine. That's nafshi. Nafshi for me, b'sheilasi. Ami, but when it comes to kavakashasi, this I'm not going to stop. Ani mafzir. Ani lo mafzik levakesh. He says that's the pshat. Acha sho'alti meis Hashem. David HaMelech says, there's one thing I ask.
It's a vakesh.
Huh? Yeah, hello? Help me now. So, acha sho'alti, I ask. Oiso avakesh. It's not just ani shoel ma'kodesh baruch hu teira. Ani vakesh etze. Oto avakesh. You know, stam yesh adam hotze. You ever see a person says, "I want to learn here." When it gets difficult, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm busy. No. Let's see how much you really want. David HaMelech says, "Achashualti, I ask. I ask for a lot of things, but not stam ani shoel ani." Mivakesh, oisa, avakesh. So bakasha means strong asking. Asking that I'm not going to let go. Eina, elaloshim bakasha. Says the Beit Aron, my great grandfather. That's pshat in the Gemara. No doesn't mean please. No means please, you better do it. It's bakasha. It's you have to do it. So Chazal are telling us that Hashem is saying that He didn't just ask of Klal Yisrael, pretty please. You know, in English it's something called pretty please. It's please, you better do it. Yeah, you have to do it. I'm asking you, b'chol lashon, no bakasha. They ever see an expression? We say, b'chol lashon, no bakasha. That's where it comes from, this Gemara, which means, ani maftir b'ha bakasha. That what? Take Take the things from the Mitzrayim. Shlo yoimar oisa tzaddik. That the tzaddik, who's oisa tzaddik? You know, you come and say the tzaddik. It can mean anybody. It can mean himself. Today when you say, oh, the tzaddik told me. Kaven al atzmo. Kaven al atzmo. Who's oto tzaddik? Oto tzaddik is Avraham Avinu. Shlo yoimar oisa tzaddik. Avraham Avinu. Shouldn't come and say, Hashem said, "Ki geri yezaracha," that He's going to put them in galus. Zekiyem behem. But when it says, "The achicha yetsu bechush gadol," zehu lo kiyem. This He wasn't mekayim. So in order that Avram shouldn't come with a complaint, I ask of you. I ask of you, please, make sure that Klal Yisrael comes and collects the money. Now lechayru. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to ask, beg? I mean, who doesn't want money? I tell you to go take money. Could you imagine? Usually it's the other way around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer, lo lignov, lo lakachat et hakezem. Hu b'chol zot ovrim al ritzonov v'lokhim. Po HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer lakachat. Hashem's telling us to take. And not only is he telling us to take, he's begging us, he's forcing us to take. Why do they have to be forced? Why does someone have to be begged to take money? Of course you take. Why should you take the money? So the Mefarshim say a very nice pshat. It was very lo na'im leklal Yisrael to take, saying that they're borrowing it, yish'alu, they have to borrow it, knowing that they're never going to return it. It says in the pasuk, "Vishalu ish me'etr ehu," borrowing. She'ela, and they know yodim balev she'olim lo yachziru etzah. Chayam od kasher. Befra, don't forget Klal Yisrael. They want a very high madrega when they're ready to leave. By the time they're ready to leave, they saw nisiv and the flies. They saw big things. So could you imagine you tell a guy, listen, be a swindler, be a tachat ha-shulchan, tagid shata sharer, you know? You're borrowing it. You know, they do that in the families, you know? They borrow from every family member. They borrow from every family member for the house, to pay for the house. You know what borrowing means over there? Keeping, right? They know they're never going to return it. But they borrow, right? Lavim. Little vot, v'ladata, to know to never return was very difficult. Kacha katub b'mefashim. So what's the question? So why did Kosh Baruch Hu do that? Why did Kosh Baruch Hu make that they should go and borrow? Take it! Take it! What's taka pshat? What's taka the higayon? Hashem tells them to borrow, knowing that they'll never return it. Now I want to tell you another thing. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Tes gives us a different reason. The Gemara in Brachas says that Klal Yisrael didn't want because they said, Halevai Shneitze Ba'atzbeinu. We wish that we can go out ourselves. Don't talk to us about money. Don't talk to us about taking all the Zav HaKesef. Just take us out. Take us out. Halevai Shneitze Ba'atzbeinu. Alachuritz Adav Shopela. What's wrong if we have both? Mara. If Hashem tells him, I'm taking you out, and you believe me, I'm taking you out, because you're saying, Halavai, that you should take me out, right? So Hashem is telling him, I'm taking you out with money. So the truth is, you could come and say, Yicholim lagid, Shehem pachdu, this is Pasha Pshat, Shehem pachdu, Tov, they'd say, we're going to go out, but if we take the money, they're never going to let us go. They're going to run after us. You know, it's one thing, they're sick of us, right? But then they're going to say, good, we let them go, but they have to take our money also, we'll run after them. Many Mefarshim learn that that's Taka Pshat, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them take the money. Because the team should run after them. The Mitzrayim said, listen, it's one thing, let them go. They were just trouble for us, but why'd they take our money for? Mefarshim say, because they have a kasha. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? The kasha is, why do you need that they should take the money from Mitzrayim? L'kayem v'achichen yetzer b'chush gadol. What's wrong with a piece of sayon? What's wrong? You know how much the Gemara says, yoter kiblu b'bizat hayam, they got much more on the yam than they got in Mitzrayim. So why do we need that they should take from Mitzrayim the money? That there was no vachichen yetzer b'chush gadol. They got it in when they left on the Bizas Hayam anyway. So many Mefarshim learn that this was to bring to this. In other words, the vachichen yetzer b'chush gadol was only going to come about because since they took their money in Mitzrayim, so they ran after them. Otherwise, they would have never ran after them. Many Mefarshim learn like this. I would have said a little bit different. You know what I would have said? V'achichein yeitzu b'chush gadol. Brisk. V'yitziyah hayu tzichim kvar at ha'chush gadol. Lo b'yam, yam ze haya chakach. Lama lo? Lama lo? Lo yicholim legit briskish k'sat. I would have said that the reason why they had to take it in Mitzrayim and it wasn't sufficient to get on the Yamsuf because the Haftacha was what? V'achichein? Yetzu. Yetzu b'chush gadol.
Etzem Yetziah.
Hayetziah. And I'm thinking, maybe that's Pshat, Shlo Yoyim Reis HaTzadik. Why? Because the Mefarshim have a question. Im Lav Shavram Avinu Yagid Mashu. Melu Tzich L'Kayemet. He anyway has to keep his guarantee. Hashem promised Klal Yisrael Achin Yetzu B'chush Gadol. So the only reason why Hashem says, please take the money so Avram shouldn't complain, it says here this week's parasha in the Rashi I read to you, Iftachtiv, I promised them. V'gam HaKimoisi's Brisi, it was part of the treaty. So what does it have to do with Avram Avinu? Now the truth is, I want to show you an interesting diuk in the Pasuk. It says, V'gam HaKimoisi is Brisi. You know, a bris is between two people. So it's not stam Hiftachtiv Babris. And who forces the Kiyam Abris, the other side? Maybe that's why it says Shaloyoy Moisat Tzadik. Shaloyoy Moisat Tzadik doesn't mean Avram Avinu. It means the Tzad of Avram Avinu will come to complain. The bris is between two people. You told me this and I told you that. Which bris is he referring to? Bris ben Absarim.
Yeah.
So the bris ben Absarim was between Avraham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shelo Yoimer Oysa Tzadik doesn't mean he's going to complain. He'll have what to complain. Because a bris is between two parties. I didn't keep my part of the deal. So the Tzad Sheni will complain. You know why I'm saying this? I'm going to make a chazar on all this because I'm saying a lot of things very quickly. You know, in this week's parsha it says clearly that va'era la'avos and they never complained. V'lahiru achemidaisai. That's the whole thing of the pasuk. What's the pasuk? Va'era la'avos. It came to the avos. Did they complain? They never complained. So how could Rashi bring down from the Gemara? Shelo yoimer oysa tzadik. So you're saying that he is complaining. What's Shelo yoimer oysa tzadik? Shelo yoimer oysa tzadik is complaining. But I thought you just said he never complained. Tell me, what is Va'era? Va'era Lavis, right? Hashem is telling, look, Moshe, you're a complainer. I came to the office for Vahiru Achamidaisa. Remember the Gemara says, why is he keeping Vachich and Yetzer B'chush Gadol? Shelo yoimer oysa tzadik, he's complaining.
It might be.
He might, but he never would. What are you talking about? So the truth is, I have a terrence to this kash. I'm saying a lot of questions and answers. I'll repeat it all. The truth is, I could say a terrence. What is the Lashon Shlo Yoimar Oto Tzadik? Since when do we call it? Shlo Yoimar Avraham Avinu, Mazal Oto Tzadik. Oto Tzadik. It's like as a nusach. Tzadika Yadua, Tzadika Ahu, Tagit Avraham Avinu. Why would the Gemara say Oto Tzadik? And you know what the answer is? Avraham Avinu wouldn't complain for himself. Avraham Avinu is complaining, Shelo Yechil Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for me, I don't care. But since it's your kavod, because if you don't keep it, it's going to be a bizayon in your kavod. So you have to keep the Vachrich and Yetzer B'chush God. Lo lemani, lemancha. Oto tzadik. That's the pshat. La Avraham Avinu mitzad atzmai. Lo mitzad Avinu. Lo mitzad tzadik. Oto tzadik yagid l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, zeh kavod shelcha. Shelo yoimru. They shouldn't come and say, avdus kiyem. He was careful about what? Chil Hashem. Don't forget, that was the whole Avraham Avinu. The whole Avraham Avinu was tzedek lefarsim shakadosh baruch hu is tzedek. Don't forget another thing. That's why he had a whole problem with the Akedah. Why did he have a problem with the Akedah? He went to ask Alamila, right? So Chazal say he went to honor Eshkel Mamre to ask about the Mila. What do you have to ask? Hashem said to do it. What's the answer? He knew it's a stira. Hashem is Rachamim v'chanun v'chesed v'tzedek. So how could Hashem come and tell him to cut himself or to kill his child? That's Pshat Shelo Yoimer Oysa Tzadik. Okay, I'm going to make a little chazara on everything we just said because this is just a small part of the shir. And a lot of the information I said, we're going to go back to back and forth when we know the whole sugya. We understand the whole sugya. So yeah, or it's going to be light. Everything will be clear. Okay? So let's go back again to the questions. Let's bon achzor, bon ilmad, biyachad. Tamin li, kashe bishvili. My throat, my voice is mod. Afterwards. Now, I started off by asking a simple question. Do you not know what Arba Lashon, everybody knows Arba Lashon at Kula. Votzeti, Vitzalti. What is Votzeti? Ani Yotzi Otam. En Chidushim Gedolim Beze. Ubechol Zot, Rashi Machnis. Apasuk, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Yotzi Otam, Birchush Gadol. Maze Shayach. Hakid pashut kemar rishainim. Potzeti shu yotzi otam. Leave it up. Leave it up. I can't believe. Leave it up. Shu yotzi otam. Why the rechush gadol? So we said that why bechlal was it necessary to beg Klal Yisrael to take the rechush gadol? Says daber na, and we explain what is na. Na is a lashon of bakasha, meaning la stam sheela bakasha. Umaftzir betokef strongly. You must take. You must make sure that they take rechush gadol. Lemitzachim levakesh kacha. Who do you have to ask like this? So we said over that there's a problem. They never took. They borrowed. Knowing that they're not going to return it. Well, who wants to do that, especially if you're an El Chayid, Adam Kasher, Yehudi Kasher? It was very difficult for them. You know, don't forget, they were showing moral fiber. And I think, you know who learns like this? Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch learns like this. It was very difficult. They came to such a matziv, Shayu Semel, Shal Yashrut, Vitzedek. And they were showing the Mitzrayim what kind of Rishayim you are. And then all of a sudden here, they have to go do something which is sneaky behind the back to borrow and not return. So why did Hashem do it that way? Why would Hashem make it that they should borrow knowing not to return? Now we're going to learn further on in the Shir that many Rishayim learn the Yish'alu doesn't mean to borrow. The Yish'alu means to ask a Matana. The Rashbam, the Rambam learns like this. Sha'al doesn't have to necessarily mean borrowing. Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch explains there's a difference between Shoel Me'im or Shoel Me'et. Isha Me'et Re'eyu. When you're Shoel Me'im, it's from taking from somebody and you have to return it. If you're Shoel Me'et, says Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch, that's Matana. We're going to get to this a little bit later on. But Pashtus, it was borrowing. So why would Hashem do it? So then I tell you over, the Gemara says, that actually, Halevai Shenetze Batzmeinu, all they cared was that they should go out themselves. Halevai Shenetze Batzmeinu. So I'm asking, and what's wrong if they take both? What's wrong if they take both? What's wrong if they leave and they take the money? So I said to you, you have to understand they were afraid if they take the money, the Mitzrayim are going to run after them. And the truth is, according to many Mefarshim, that's what happened. By taking the money, they ran after them. And they say the Mefarshim that that's the Pshat, that this was the introduction to the Bizat Hayam. Because the Bizat Hayam was the V'achir Chei Yetzer B'Rechush Gadol. They had it. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it that they should borrow in the beginning? In order that it should come about Bizat Hayam. Otherwise they would have never ran after him. Get out of here. Who needs you? Get away from me. All you were a problem for me. So the fact that they took the money made them run after, and that brought about Bizat Hayam. I was telling you maybe a different pshat. It's very important, the Yetzu, that they should leave Berchush Gadol. Why should it be that way? What was it so important that they should leave Berchush Gadol? And the truth is, what's the pshat shel yomer oisa tzaddik? Avram is going to complain. First of all, we're learning in this parsha of Eira la'avis, and they never complained. That's what Rashi brings from the Gemara. So how could the Gemara say that he'll complain? And the Teretz is, he's not going to complain as Avraham Avinu. Shel yomer oisa tzaddik. The tzaddik who cares about Kvod Shamayim is going to complain. So to speak, complain and say, what do you mean? People are going to say. People are going to say. So therefore, I have to give it. So I have a question for you. What's wrong with Avtach Atzma? What's wrong with the fact that Hashem was Maftiach to give them Rechush Gadol? Why does it have to be Shloyom Reis Tzadik that he shouldn't complain? So the Teretz could be, because the Bizat Hayam was good enough. The V'achir Chein Yetzer B'Rechush Gadol was enough, the Bizat Hayam. So what was the whole question? Shelo Yoimru the v'achichen yeitzu b'rchus gadol. So this little nekuda will turn into a chil Hashem. They'll understand that the biza tayyam was that. What, you have to get right away? Tell me, when people have to pay you, do they pay you the first moment of the first of the month? Pay you 7 days later. No? If you get paid 7 days later, so what are you going to say? Something else. Amashu acher. No, that's, this was, Metzias Mitzrayim, and this is 7 days later. Mara! What would be so bad if they got paid 7 days later? So it was a delay to check 7 days later. And what? The Yitzia was completed dafka kishiyatsu Mitzrayim. I don't know. I would say the Yitzia was completed on Yom Suf. We spoke about this. Remember we spoke about this? When was Yitzias Mitzrayim complete? Yitzia, and then there was another thing called Kriyas Yom Suf, or Kriyas Yom Suf was the Gemar of the Yitzia. If you learn Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Gemar of the Yitzia, so all this falls off. What was wrong if the Bizas Hayam would be the Kiyam in the V'achichen Yeitzu Berchush Gadol? Now let me ask you another question. What would be the reason if you don't learn like the Mefarshim? You don't learn like the Mefarshim, that they were afraid that this would cause the Mitzrayim to run after them. Why did they care so much to take the money? So we said either because it was a bizayon to borrow and not return, or like we said that they were afraid that the Mitzrayim would run after them. I'm asking it like this. What's the Lashon Halavai Sheneitze Ba'atzmeinu? What does that mean? Halavai Sheneitze Ba'atzmeinu is mashma that all we want is to leave ourselves. That's all we want. Not that we're afraid that if we take it, there'll be a problem. Oh, 1 second. Halavai Shineitza Batsmeina, we're not looking for that. It's good enough if we leave ourselves. Not pshat, we're afraid to take the money. You know, when you read the Chazal, you would think they didn't want the money because they were afraid to take the money. That's not the wording of the Chazal. The wording of the Chazal is, it's good enough if we leave ourselves. Halavai Shineitza Batsmeina. What would be so bad if they take the money? Is it so bad? So the truth is, if you look at the mashal that Chazal said, it's very difficult. Chazal say, mashal, what is this compared to? A person that's told that he's going to leave tomorrow with $100 or $1 million or whatever it is. So you know what he says? Take me out today and don't give me the money. So I have a question. What do Chazal mean by this? Do Chazal mean that they knew that they're not going to leave today, they'll leave extra time later because of the money? What's the Chazal? You know what I'm talking about? The Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says, Mashal Lama Davadayim. What can we compare this to? A person who's told that he's going to leave tomorrow with a lot of money. So he says, you know what? Take me out today without the money. Tomorrow, today, what's tomorrow? Whenever they were supposed to leave, they were going to leave. And they were told to take money with them. Don't understand the nusach of the mashal. You understand it? Pele, pele, pele. You want atam evinet amashal? Ma amashal? Ma, em ayu choshvim latzet hayom velo machar v'rak biglal hakesef ichru? Efo katuv etze? I don't understand the mashal of Chazal. So Rabbi said, let me tell you what I think the pshat in the whole story over here is. Okay? I don't want to be magdim a few questions on top, plus the questions I asked before. I asked you, what's the pshat otot tzadik? What kind of a lashon is otot tzadik? Okay? And I asked you, rak biglal sha tzadik yit'on, rak biglal zeh tzichim l'kayem avtacha, only because the tzadik will complain, if not, that you don't have to keep it? Another question. I told you, that it's mashma that they didn't complain. The others would never complain. So what do you mean complain? I also asked you, what happened to Bizas Hayom? So there's a gewaldige chsam soifer, which I have to tell you. It's pili plai. pilek pa, you see the chidush, the mind of the Chasam Sofer. You know the difference between Biza Tayam and taking from the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim? Biza Tayam was kivush mulchama. They went to war. Truly, the Jews didn't fight, but the Mitzrayim went to war with them, right? You know what the word is called? It's called Biza. Biza Tayam. That's what Chazal called. You know what Biza is?
Booty.
Booty from a war. Zabu Shaykh la Mulcham. Biza Tayam. Okay. Tell me, says Chatam Sof. Avram Avinu by Zdom won all the money, right? Kibush Mulcham. He won the war. Did he take any of the money? Take any of the money. Why not? Why not? Kibush Mulchama, that's right, no? Chasam Sofer. You listen to Chasam Sofer, you say, wow. Wow, how his mind works. Nifla echshad roshelo tafas sugyot. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Yeravam and Elisha. Elisha says to the Melech Yeravam that you shouldn't be taking Bizas Hayam. Bizas HaMelchama. It's a Melachim Beis Perig Vav. Pshat. He says like this. Could Avram Avinu give back his dime something that belonged to him? Are you allowed to do that lahalacha? Are you allowed to take Bizat Melchama that you won and say, you know what, I don't want it, you take it back? You'll be over the issue of Lo Sechani. Right? Could you give a Matnas Chinam? You can't give a Matnas Chinam. So the Pshat is he held that Kibush Melchama is only B'diyavid you're allowed to take it. L'chatchila you shouldn't be taking it. Therefore he had the right to give it back. But if Hashem comes and says that the Bizat Hayam is Mutter, and that's the Vachichen Yetzer B'chush Gadol, so Oto Tzadik! Shechnir al atzmo. Lo lakacha mikibush mulchama shal zdoim. Vechzir et zeh aleh. Zdoim. He gave it back to the Melech zdoim. So he'll have a problem. Rabbi Nishol, what are you doing to me? He comes out that I was over Lo Sechanim. It's gemalik. Because he held that you're not supposed to take the things that come from the war. And that's why he gave it back to zdoim. She's telling Rabbi Nishol, so how could it be that the Achichen Yetzer B'chush Gadol is going to be what? What's wrong?
He still took.
Who still took?
He still took.
So, but the Eved, you're allowed to take it. But if you hold it, it's a lechatchila, that's called the Kiyum Achichen
Yetzer.
So Hashem can't say that's the Achichen Yetzer B'chush Gadol, because then it comes out. The Oitzer Tzadik says, what are you doing? I passed it years ago. And he passed it lifnei shanim. She's asur lakachat b'di. Rak b'di'evet mutar. V'lachen echzarti zel esdoim. I gave it back. Nifla. The kasha, of course, is pashat. The teretz is iluyis, but the kasha is sof. What's wrong with Biza Tayam? And then I asked, of course, kipshuto. Why does Hashem make that they should borrow, knowing that they'll never return it? Can I ask you a question? I have a Pashta Kasha. I think others ask it, but it's a good question. Does anybody know what it means by Yenatzlu es Mitzrayim? What does it mean by Yenatzlu es Mitzrayim? It says that they borrowed, right? Take a look, Perik Yudbeis, Pasuk Lamed Vav. By Yenatzlu es Mitzrayim. Chazal say, Shasu Mitzrayim ki Mitzula she'em baklum, they wiped it out completely, yeah? Rashi Reikan. Rashi over here quotes Reikan. Empty. So can I ask you, how could it be Bizas Hayam B'chlal? Where did they get the money from?
Treasury.
Huh?
Paris Treasury.
Paris Treasury. Okay, we're going to talk about this. Now you shouldn't be telling me this, because you shouldn't be teaching me Milvashir. I should be teaching you. Okay. But you're right, by the way. But that's not what the Mefarshim say. Mefarshim say different terutzim. Some Mefarshim say that they got rich in between. 7 days, Mitzrayim worked up their economy and they got so rich in 7 days. Sheva Yamim, They built up their economy. Others want to say, how could it be that there was Bizayam Bechlau if they emptied out Mitzrayim? It says clearly, Vayinatzlus Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Reikon. The Gemara says they made it, there was nothing. They cleaned. You ever see a house after you move? It's barren, it's empty, right? Huh? Kimtzul Hashem, but that's Tula Shinus Ligmarav. Dagon and Dagim. It's Tula Shinus Ligmarav. So the question is, Me'efa Ba Bizantayim? Says many Terutzim. Others say, Tariots, listen, Klai Kesev, Klai Zab, but what about the horses? Huh? Who's asking? Rabbi Chaim was the closer. Okay, he's the boss. I can't fight with the boss. So what, let me tell you a trick. Close the door and open the window. What? He's always hot. I'm saying. Yeah. Must be for the people.
No, look at
the voice is so difficult. I'm going to have to go to a doctor. Okay, now. You know, Avodah Sheli B'Peh. Okay, now listen. Shela tova. We didn't come. So they want to say terutzim, klei kesef, or klei zahav. You hear? This the kalim is one thing. Klei shalu, isha mei teruta what? Klei kesef, klei zahav, usmalot, and dresses. So that's dress. What about the horses? The chariots? That's Bizatayam. Okay. I don't hold that these are the truth. You know what I think the Teretz is? I'll tell you what I think the Teretz is. Clay Kesef. Clay Zahav. Kalim. What about money? You know, Chazal tell us that he paid the people. They didn't want it. They're not crazy. What, you think these guys were crazy? You think these soldiers were suicidal? Muslims, you could tell them that in Olam Abba, because they're fools. Why? If they would get the check in the mail before they do it, okay, so they do it for the money. What do? They convince them that over there they'll get it. The Mitzrayim weren't that stupid. The Mitzrayim, if they're going to go to war against Klal Yisrael, it's going to be cash in the bank. Chazal also tell us, that's the medrash that he's quoting, they didn't trust the Parai. So each guy took his money with him. Because they knew. It's like Saddam Hussein. He sends you to war and then he takes your money. You know, he gives you the money, sends you to war, you get killed, and then he takes back the money. So what did they do? They took it with them. That's where the money came from. Yeah, listen carefully. So in Mitzrayim, it says clearly, they took what? Klei kesev, ukleza, usmalot, objects. Mashenkin, biza tayambos. Hard cash, as they say. Money. Real money. Real gold and real silver. Tell me, what did they use to build the Mishkan?
Gold.
Where did they get the gold and silver from?
Is it there?
Did they take the clothing and the kalim and they melted it? No. I think it came from the Bizas Hayam. Bizas Hayam went for the Mishkan. The smalot. You know, when they went to Eagle, by the Eagle, you know what they did? They took the jewelry and everything. And you know, Moshe Rabbeinu complained, Di Zahav. What does Di Zahav mean? Biglal, love of the Chatzeroes with Di Zahav. Biglal, extra gold that you gave them, they did the Aveiru. Wait a minute. Where was the extra gold? Hashem promised him, Achir Yetzer Berchush Gadol. That could have been Bizas Hayam. Bizas Hayam was necessary for the Mishkan. Yeah. The Kalim and the Smalot, that was the Zahav, and that made the Ego. That's what I believe. I saw in the Sugyot, if you read the Drushanim and the Midrashim, that they had to take and be Mitzaref, it had to be. Burn it and make it into an eagle. Mashenkin, v'heim aviu tazov etakesef. Don't say kalim. Tazov and kesef. Where they get the tazov and kesef? Bizas Hayom. You like it? Hayon. Listen to me carefully now. What does the word Rechush Godel mean. Achri Kain Yetzu Rechush. Does anybody know what the word Rechush means?
Property.
Huh?
Property.
Rechush is something which is inheritance. A Rechush is a... Give me the right word. Let me get the right word. What's the word in English?
It's not Yerusha.
It's not Yerusha. Rechush is something which is... Wait a minute. It's not money. It's wealth. The word Rechush is a different word. It doesn't have to necessarily mean Oysher. When you want to say about a guy, you say that he's a big Oysher. He's very rich. Right? Oysher. But then there's something called Rechush.
Nechasim is a Rechush.
No, I don't think it means that either. Yeah, what'd you say it is?
A state.
And I'll tell you, the truth is it wasn't a state, this was money.
No,
but
estate
means land. Tagid li bivrit. Ladam yesh ashirut, ladam yesh rechush.
רכוש זה נכסים.
רכוש זה נכסים.
זה לא בהכרח שהוא עשיר, כי יש חברות שהן לא מצליחות, אבל זה נכסים.
נכסים. אחי כן יצאו ברכוש. כלי כסף וכלי זהב. נכסים, אה? כלי כסף, כלי זהב, סמלות. ביזנס הים, מה זה רכוש גדול? אתה יודע מה זה? זה כסף. זה עשירוס. I'll tell you more. You ready? Tell me, when you ask a person what his biggest rechush is, so if he's a shallow person, you know what he's going to say? Habayit, ha'oto. If he's a person with a little bit sechel, with a little bit omet, you know what he's going to say? My children. That's what he's going to say. My biggest rechush is my children, my family. What does it mean? Does it mean Ashirus money? It means Rechush. The Chedushi Arim says Rechush is Rechush Haruchni. It doesn't mean money. The Ashirus doesn't mean physical Ashirus. It means a wealth of Ruchniut that they walked away from Mitzrayim with. You know what Yitzias Mitzrayim gave us? It's a chush ruchni, kibalnu mize.
אבל איך הם יכלו...
צריכים לשמוע, אבל לא לדבר. אני נותן לך רכוש גדול רוחני פה. רכוש. רכוש. He says a gaval de gavod. You know what he says? He says like this. Shlo yoyim oysa tzadik. Hatzadik yagid Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lo kulam mivinim. Not everybody understands Rechush Gadol is ruchnius. Hem lo mivinim. Anashim pshutim yagid. You go in the Bet Knesset. The Rav says a shir. Give them a kugel. Give them. Tavila bagel. Tzadik. Veiz gvina. Oh, ha Bet Knesset. Azuz Bet Knesset tov. It's a good shul. I'll tell you, I was sitting in Lakewood, yeah, and there was a group of guys that came to me that they want to open up a shul out there, okay. So I was sitting there for 10 minutes telling them the shiurim and the this and what I would do. And you know, one guy says, at a good challenge. And I'm thinking, a lot of facet kol ha-sugya po. Avraham Avinu, don't forget, who did he work with? He worked with Pshuteyam, he worked with the simple people. He fed them. Avraham Avinu fed them. Avraham Avinu made Esau. So shalayim ois a tzaddik. What about the money? You have to do. You have to give them rechush gadol physical. Otherwise, they're not going to understand the rechush gadol. He says that's pshat in the lashon. Very nice hoysafa. It says Shaloyim oisa tzadik, vavodim v'ino oisa kiyem, bahem. V'achir ke yeitzu b'chush gada loy kiyem, bahem. What's the bahem? Kiyem. There's a different type of rechush gadol. Yeah. Hashem is tiny. I wasn't mekayim rechush gadol. Mekayim rechush gadol ba him. In them. So the tzaddik is going to say, not everybody will understand that. Lo kulam yavinu et zeh. The mele, you have to give also rechush gadol. And that's shaloyay ma'is and tzaddik. Oh. According to this, I think we have a gevaldig gevart. Yeah. Halavai shenetze batzmeinu. I asked you a kasha. What does it mean, halavai shenetze batzmeinu? And the Teretz is, em ratzu et ha-yitziyah sheyeh bahem. Em lo ratzu yitziyah. Shezeyeh b'shvil dvarim chitzonim. He wanted sheyitziyah zeyeh batzmeinu. Sheyitkayem banu et ha-yitziyah.
Who's the chashash for?
Not everybody. I mean, the Shalvai Shetu was the Roivam. I mean, there was an Ashim Pshutim. Or even the world. Even the world. I'd rather have a shtickl mahalachus. I want a taina. Avraham Avinu held that even in the Rechush Gadol, it's kedai to have money also. That a chelik of the Ruchnis is to attack and have money, because you could use it for the right things. And Avraham Avinu Taki uses Rechush for the right things. Oh. What did they feel? They felt, Shalavai, Hayitziah Rakia Batsmeinu. Shalo Ye Yitziah in Dvarim Chitzonim. It shouldn't be an external Yitziah. It should be what? An internal. Pnimit. Halavai Shenetze Batsmeinu. With this, we could say the Pshat. In Rashi. How does Rashi say Votzeti? No? Tagipshat. Zeti says Rashi, Votzeti. Like it says, V'achichen Yeitzu? Rechush Gadol. Eiz Rechush Gadol mitkaven? Mitkaven ha Rechush Gadol haruchnis. Nimtza shezeh yisod ha-yitzir. The whole Yitzir was talking about Tzeti, not physical. Okay, Rashi saying, what do you think? Votzeti Shem Yetzu Kacha Stam Mi Avdus L'Cheirus. You know what Cheirus is? What is Cheirus? Ein L'cha Ben Chayrim Ela Mi Sh'oisi Batoy Furusha Mishnah in Avdus. Cheirus is not working. People think Cheirus is vacation. What's Ben Chayrim? Free. Chayrus does not mean free. Tell me, you ever see a person who's oisik b'toyra? He has no freedom. Pas b'melech toichal, umayim b'msurat tishte, v'al oritz tishan, v'chayi tzar tichya. So what's chayrus? Ein lecha ben chorim, ela misha oisik b'toyra. Why? Because it's not external. It's internal. The chush that a person has in Ruchnius is an internal thing. It's not an external thing. It's not a pleasure which comes from outer things. It's a pleasure which comes from inner things. And that's Votzeti. You hear the pshat the Rashi? Rashi's saying Votzeti. Achichen Yeitzu. Lo stam etzem ha-yitzia. She Yeitzu b'rchush gadol. With this, we could take a gevaldig pshat. Yeah. Klei kesef. Uklei zahav, usmalot. Yeah? Usmalot. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, what was the most important to them?
Smalot.
The smalot. Read the Rashi. Go ahead. Kalakoidim bepasuk, no? Yud beis, lamed hei. Yud beis, lamed hei. Tikra bepasuk.
Okay, usmalot. Af hen hayu chashuvot lahem.
Oh.
Kimin kesef, min hazahav.
The smalot was even more chashuv to them than the clay cabinet. Why? Because whatever is
the last
in the pasuk is more chashuv. What was so chash about the smalot? What is smalot? Clothing!
Dress.
So many mefarshim say, you know why? Since they were ruchniim, so what are you, klei kesef, klei zav? Smalot! Simple clothing. Simple clothing. Now let me ask you a kasha. How could they take the clothing of the women of Mitzrayim and wear them? You want to explain it to me? Now the truth is, smalot could mean for men also. I don't know, like in Britain. In British, the British, the men wear women's clothing. I don't know.
Give the brothers.
What are you talking to me in the middle of my shir? What do you want from me? I'm giving a class. What do you guys want from me? It's hard enough for me to talk. I have to fight with you. It's a shir, not a seminar. Yeah? Listen carefully. So smalot is what? Smalot is maybe both. Tell me something. Didn't we learn that they left Mitzrayim, Shleishinu, Shmam, Lashayinim, and Malbushim? So how could they bechlau wear the Goyish clothing? The newest styles from 47th, the Chveis, from 40, whatever streets over there, Chveis, from Paris, they're wearing the newest styles of Mitzrayim. What's Chazal? Smalot? It's a smalot! What's going on here? Which clothing did they take? And this was more hardship to them. Wow, it's unbelievable. I guess the newest styles, smalot, Mitzrayim, they got all excited. They got the Mitzri fashion. Mitzri fashion they got. They were all excited. Shalom Chazal, what's going on here? So, Bemis, if you look at the Targum, the Targum says that they put it on their children. Read the Targum. The smalot, they took it. We're running. Who? Targum. Go ahead, no? They put it on the children. They went, they took the smalot, and they put it on the children. What's the pshat? I guess they themselves couldn't wear it because it was too short. So they took it, they put it on the children, so it was long. I don't know. You know who says this? My grandfather says this, Vart. He says they wear long, the Hasidim wear long, right? So it was short jackets. So if they would put it on, it'd be short. So they put it on the children, it's long. Go ahead, read it. Doesn't say?
No, it's a manin, the chsav, manin, the chav.
Okay, but bring me the Kisvah Amar. Maybe it's in different psukim. There's three psukim about smalot. Okay. There's Yeshlosha psukim tikhu et smalot. So over there in one of them it says to put it on the children. Okay. What does it mean, smalot? What happened over there? Rabbi said, listen to a ksav soif, which is half of a fella. You ready? It's half of a fellow. I'm telling you, it's mamish. I read it. I was holding it. I was saying to myself, Ezer Ayon, he flat. Yeah. Why was it so chashav? Heshilu asmalot l'shem mitzvah. What do you think? They took it because they wanted the latest mitzvah fashion? It's not true. Kidei l'shanos mibigdei choy l'shabbos. They were walking around. They had old ripped clothing. These smalot were nice. They used it for Shabbos. Shtamshu basmalot ha'elu l'shabbat. Hapsha. Haya chaviv yoter min ha'kesel azov shechivivu shiurei mitzvahs. And the pshat is, it says by Shabbos, v'zocharto ki eved ha'yisa. Shabbos, you're supposed to remember, you're an Eved. These clothing reminded them that they were Avodim. So they wore it for Big Day Shabbos. Lachain lovshu b'chol Shabbos begodim shayitziu b'mitzrayim lasi zeich l'shibud mitzrayim shiyotzu l'cheiris, no? It's unbelievable. They wore the Mitzrayim clothing reminding us Hashem, you created the world. Hashem, Hashem, Tzisicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Yud Beis Lamin Hei, Targum Yoinesim, Mishaylum, Mitzrayim, Minon, the Kesim, Minon, the Dov.
Yishmit,
Oh, one second. No, this is a different one. No, this is the children. Which is the one with the children? Okay, I'll find it. It's maybe a medrash. I don't remember. It's med- here it is. It says in the pasuk that they put on the children. They put on the children. It says in the pasuk. Okay, so this is the pshat. Okay. So what do we have from here? You know what we have from over here? Biggest site. A person could have rechush gadol. Rechush gadol. Money. And the same money could be a kiyum in rechush gadol of ruchnius if it's used for the right thing. Unbelievable. Yeah. They took this money and they made the mishkan with it. What's the rechush gadol? Was it mamish that they walked out with money? Halavai shenetzah batzmei. They weren't interested in the money. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makpid. Kiyum of achichen yeitzu b'chush gadol. Because if money is viewed properly, like everything in this world, kol davar gashmi b'olam hazeh, im mishtamshim et zeh, b'kivun hanachon, im hakavana nechona, it's ruchni she'en kamoyu. They left with the rechush gadol. The pasuk means the money, but the pasuk means the ruchni is also, and it's not a contradiction. But they used it for the mishkan. They used it for inyanim ruchni. Memela is taka rechush gadol. It's not a contradiction. Smalot, they could take Mitzrayim's clothing. And with the right kavana, what do they make from it? Big day Shabbos. Because v'zocharto ki eved ha'isa. I'll show you more. I asked you a question. What's the pshat v'yishalu? Why v'yishalu? They know they're not coming back. So why v'yishalu? So the truth is, there's many terutzim that the mefarshim say. One terutz the mefarshim say, that they anyway, that when they borrowed it to return. But since the Mitzrayim died, there was nobody to return it to. They met v'yishalu. They akzat the trick v'yishalu. Laksir, I'm a metu. Oh, so there's a question. I didn't understand that. Everybody died. What about the Yarshim? Tell me, did all the kids of these people go to war? Everybody, all the men went to war. Some of them were children, no? Here, take, and what's her name? This Indian, yeah. Buta, whatever Buta. Her name is. Who's her Yairish? Her 19-year-old son. All right, good. Shows you how much seichel you need to be a head of a party over there. Right. Unless you think he's Shlomo HaMelech, maybe Shlomo also started off as a little boy. All right. As lemia yachol lachzir la yilatim, I don't understand. Yesh omrim kacha. Yesh omrim shalu lachzir. Avul lemi. Okay. Dar Chaim says, Hayro asha. Hakadosh Baruch Hu did something that they should borrow, knowing that they're not going to return, and it's horo asha. That's how Dar Chaim learns. You're right. It doesn't make sense. La lacha. It's not right to borrow when you know you're not going to return. It was a Rasha, or a Chayim. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, I understand the question. They owed him the money. They worked for them. That's the story with, right? Alexander, you stole money. So what did they answer? What do you mean? We worked for you. What are you talking about? And since we worked for you, so in the yeshivas, they ask Akasha. Are you allowed to take a pikadon, b'toifis a pikadon, to pay back for a chayv? So there's a tzois in Siman Dalit that says that you're not allowed to be typhus. You're not allowed to be typhus or pikadin in order to get pay back a chayv. Someone owes you money, so you go over to him and say, listen, you want me to watch for you something? And the next day when he comes, sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, you owe me the money. Everybody does it, but you're not allowed to do it. Okay? So this too was a tefisas pikadin to pay back a chayv, unless you learn that they gave it to us. They gave it to us. Chayn says in the pasuk, Hashem put the chayn on and they gave it to us. Maybe it's different. The Rashbam, the Daskenim, the Sipurna, the Rambam learn Vishalu doesn't mean to borrow, but Vishalu means to give a matana. To give a matana. So let me ask you a question. So say straight out. Take! Finished. Well, playing around. Vishalu, and I should borrow. You know what I hold? I hold as a lesson here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to understand that any money that comes to you is not yours. It's borrowed. It's lent to you. It's on loan. You hear? HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar lahem shikhu. Shikhu et hakesef. You know where the problems that people don't want to give money for tzedakah, you know where it comes from? Mevozemba. Because he thinks it's his money. That's where it comes from. How can I give my money? But if you know that it's not your money, if you know that it was only loaned to you to pay back for tzedakah, to give it for the right causes, Ish'alu, Ishmael, so the Abish that wanted it should be taking. Take it. And even if it's charavoida. But it's betairus what? Ish'alu, Ishmael, so the with this, I want to say pshat also. Dabir no, be'ozne ha'om. What does it mean, dabir no, be'ozne ha'om? Huh? What's, where else do you want to talk? You want to talk to his eyeball? Where do you want to talk to? Dabar no lav, no? So many Mepharshim learn, I saw it as Naima. Torah learns like this, but the truth is it's way before him. I don't know, he doesn't quote, but it's way before him. That you have to understand, Shalayoyim Oysa Tzadik. What's Shalayoyim Oysa Tzadik? He says pshat like this, listen carefully. Avraham Avinu was very upset that Klal Yisrael remained this long in Galus. And why did they remain so long in Galus? Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Balturin, snitchers. Right? Because when it says that Misam Chal Ish, Sar Vishayif and Aleinu, ooh, people heard about it. Balturin, people are snitching. People are saying over. There's no Yeshua. Now I understand why they're in Galus. How is it possible that they should borrow the money knowing that they're never going to return it? And the teretz is, it was a secret. Which means they came and said, we're lending. Lend us the money. I'm sorry, we're borrowing. Lend us the money. It was a secret plan to actually take it. So the fact that they didn't go and snitch to the government, like we find many people do in Los Angeles, right? Right? They don't know what I'm talking about. There would be Jews wearing wires. Wires. They would sit there with the wires. What? What? You're taking money for borrowing? What? So Shalayoyim Oysa Tzadik. The Tzadik Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, wait a minute, what happened to Achich and Yetzer Rechush Gadol? It didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Because there's Dalturim. And that's the Dabar no be'ozne ha'om. It had to be secret. If you want, the Znayim LaTorah has a sefer called Hadei of Hadibur. Yes, la richut gdola on this thing. And the truth is, Kfar Kidmai Rabbanit is brought down in the sefer Mishulchan Gavaya. If you want, there's a sefer Mishulchan Gavaya. There he brings for Rabbanit this pshat, the Dalturim, and and the Adabi Bosnia Om, it had to be a secret plan. Ganze Sipur Shalem. Alright. You know what I would say the Pshat is? They were told mixed messages. They were told to take it, but they were told to borrow. They didn't understand what it is. Sha'alti utcha, lama kosh boch wasa kacha? That they should borrow knowing they'll never return it. Ma pshat mizeh. Tell me, when you want to give someone musar, when you want to teach him hashkafa, where do you talk? What's the lashon? Whenever you want to discuss something in musar, huh? Delay. Where else do you talk? You know, Yehuda wanted to give Yosef musar. What does it say, the lashon? You know, when you tell something to somebody, that's one thing. When you explain to him, tochacha, it's ba'ozne. Daber no ba'ozne ha'om hazeh. Teach them. Be madrich them. Give them tochacha and musar. It's the first time now there's a nation that's becoming rich. They have to know v'yish'alu, ish meitre eyu, v'isha meitre uta, it's borrowed money. You're not taking it, you're borrowing it. You're not taking it, you're borrowing it. What's takib shat that the Eibishter made that they should have to answer for the money? Years later, Alexander came and said, you're ganavim, you're stealers. What do you mean, stealer? What they answer? What do you mean, we worked for you? Why did they have to answer? You know what the pshat is? When the money is not used properly, then it's not called yours. If you don't make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. You eat food. What's it called? Stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? I worked for it. What are you talking about? Stealing? You have to understand what it means, Hashem gave me. What does it mean, Hashem gave me? Hashem gave me, it means it's borrowed, it's loaned to me. And I have to recognize who gave it to me. If I don't, people will come and say, what do you mean, ganavim atem? What do you mean, but I worked for it. So what? So what? Listim atem. What do you mean? Same thing with the bracha. What do you mean? I'm a ganav. I worked all day and I bought myself a steak. Well, what are you talking about? How am I a stealer? Because it's not given to you, it was loaned to you. Hashem gave it to you. Daber no ba'ozne ha'am. Ha'am. Notice the lashon ha'am. What's that daber no? Daber no b'nei Yisrael. I thought it was a very interesting lashon also. Daber no ba'ozne ha'am. What am? Look, tell me. You notice anywhere else? Tidayek. Ha'im katuv ha'am anywhere else? Davar B'nai Yisrael always says, no? No? Huh? He's telling you, speak to the Om what it means to take to become rich. When Klal Yisrael has money, you have to know pshat money. What does it mean to have money? Davar no ba'ozne ha'om, v'yish'alu ish. It's only borrowed money. If you take a look, it says in the pasuk Yud Beis Lamed Hey. Tistakel Yud Beis Lamed Hey. Ubnei Yisrael, Osu Kidvar Moshe. Yeah, so what does Rashi say? No. Yeah, Shamar Lev Mitzrayim. Okay, tell me, what does the pasuk say? Tell me, what does Rashi say different than the pasuk? Rashi says the same thing. I don't see that. Isn't that what the pasuk says? Read me the pasuk. Ubnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe.
Veishalu miMitzrayim kli kesef uchli zahav.
So what do you want? So what is the machidush la pasuk? I don't say what you know. The pasuk says they did what Moshe said. What did the Moshe say? To borrow. So it says Rashi, they did what Moshe said. Moshe told them in Mitzrayim to borrow. What are you talking about? Which part of this Rashi isn't before us in the pasuk? And you know what the teretz is. Moshe was telling them, the Yish'alu, that when they take it, they should take it as a borrowed thing. Ubnei Yisrael also kedvar Moshe vayish'alu, that they taka did it al she'elah. When they took it, they didn't take it. Yes, we're becoming rich. They took it. Hashem is telling us to take money. Hashem is telling us to borrow the money from Mitzrayim. You hear? That's the B'nai Yisrael. Also kidvar Moshe. Let me kidvar Moshe. Kashetziv Hashem. Now, usually it says B'nai Yisrael also kashetziv Hashem. You notice something else. I once heard this from Rabbi Eliashiv. Rabbi Eliashiv once had a very nice deal. How does Hashem tell him to tell Klal Yisrael? Read the Lashon of the Pasuk. Yeah. Says Rashi, no, that Kosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, "Bevakasha mimcha." No.
Hey, Nelson, bakasha.
Go ahead, no. Bevakasha. I ask of you. Yeah. Continue.
Hazirem al kach.
Hazirem al kach.
Shloim al tzadik Avraham.
Hazirem al kach. Hazirem al kach. Bevakasha mimcha. From you. Hazirem al kach. So what is the bakasha? It's not even from Klal Yisrael. It's from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara actually says a few times, you know, bring me the Gemara. I want to show you the deed that he made in the Gemara. Okay, so let me ask you like this. What shot I ask of you, what do I have to, I mean, just say, tell the B'nai Yisrael that they should take it. Or tell the B'nai Yisrael, I said, Bakasha. What is he asking of Moshe Rabbeinu? And you know what the Teretz is? He was asking Moshe Rabbeinu to teach it to them. This wasn't just tell them. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just telling them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Bevakasha Tikhu. Hasirem Alkach. Oya Tzech Lelamed Otam, Lochiach Otam. To teach them. Teach them. Ubnei Yisrael Asu, Loike Dvar Hashem, Loike Hashetziv Hashem, it's Moshe. But rather what? Em Asu, Kidvar Moshe. Ech she Moshe limed otam. Ech rechush gadol. What's rechush gadol? V'yish'alu. And I have it. Read the Gemara. Read the Gemara. The test of the days. Read the Gemara.
What?
Who?
Which part?
Test of the days. V'akasha mimcha. Mimcha, I ask of you. Stop. I tell you to tell them, please. I'm asking of you. Leich. Why should Moshe want to do it? What? Hashem has to beg Moshe to go do it? Hashem has to beg Moshe to go do it? Rabbi Yashav asked this. Kach, where did you get Kach? B'vakoshu mimcha. I ask of you, please. That you should go and tell them, please. What? No? You know what the pshat is? It's not that kashetziv Hashem. Hashem didn't tell Moshe, go tell them. Go teach them. I'm asking you, teach them properly. Give them to understand. This is the first time they're getting rechush gadol. There's a sakana. Teach them. V'yishalu me'esre'eyu, that it's borrowed money. Ubnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. Like the words Moshe taught them. With this, I'm going to explain to you. There's a Meridika Kasha. Was Moshe mitzuve in taking the Rechush Gadol? Yes or no? Pashit, yeah, everybody was mitzuve, right? So the Mefarshim asked those that didn't work, maybe they're not mitzuve. Yeah, mitzuve, Pashtus. They were mitzuve. You know how I know they were mitzuve? Because it says, that. Take a look, Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs. Who's the Chacham Levi Kach Mitzvahs? Moshe Rabbeinu. Instead of taking the Rechush Gadol, he went and he took Atzmois Yosef. What's the Chiddush? He was a Mitzvah. He didn't have to take any Rechush Gadol. So what's the big deal that he took Atzmas Yosef? Wait a minute. We're getting there. Wait a minute. If he was a mitzvah, so many Mepharshim say he was a mitzvah, but he had the right to take. Everybody had it. It was Hefker. You had the right to take. Right. Uloya mitzvah bezah. Abu Bevadai. Haya yachol. Ubemakub shaya yachol. Instead of being able to take money, he went to take Atzmas Yosef. So that's the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. I would say a little differently. You know how I would say it? Moshe Rabbeinu understood what the Rechush Gadol really is. Moshe Rabbeinu understood what it means. So you know how he was Mekayim it? He was Mekayim it directly by taking Atzmas Yosef. The Teretz is, the Rechush Gadol wasn't the money. The Rechush Gadol, like the Chiddush HaRim says, what? It's the Nyan in Ruchniyim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chacham Leiv Yikach Mitzvahs. He said, you know what? Why do I have to take money and the Mishkan? I'll take Yosef. I'll take Atzmas Yosef with me. What's the lesson, Rabbi say? Let me tell you something. We can live in a world, physical, everything is my house and my car and my business. Or we can live in a world where everything's really a rechush. You know, I was thinking to myself something interesting. How many people at the age of 50 talk about their first toy that they had? You remember the first toy you had? What about the toys now? You remember them? No, okay. How many people remember the first bicycle he had? You remember the first bicycle? You remember? You think about it? You don't think about it. Big deal, first bicycle. Take all the gashmis things in the world. It's not a rechush. It comes and goes. You notice that when you move, I noticed that when I moved. My wife threw everything out of the house. Everything went. Me, I'm not that type of person. Why? Because I'm a big Baal Regesh. My grandfather was like that. My grandfather used to save rubber bands, pens, anything that he ever used, he saved. And I understood, where does it come from? Yaakov Avinu Pachim Ktan. Right? Yaakov Avinu was makbid on Pachim. He was very rich. And yet he was makbid on any little thing. Why? So the Mepharshim say, because he knew it was given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he had a special feeling, HaKaras HaToy, a special feeling towards the things that he had in his life. Okay, I'm like that. But your average person, right? It's time Pesach comes, we throw everything out of the house. You know what it scares me? I see it every time Pesach. Right before Pesach, they have the trucks with the Svarim that they throw out. You know that? In Borough Park, on every avenue, there are truckloads. People throw out their Svarim. Gnizim. They're good Svarim. You know what the pshat is? They don't use them. It meant nothing to them. They had it on the shelf. It's a different color. They changed the color of the shelf, so they changed the Svarim, right? So everything goes, right? What's the pshat? Because it meant nothing to them. Most of Gashmis is that way. Goodbye. Out with the old, in with the new. Chadash. Out. A person looks back and he never forgets Rosh Hashanahs and Yom Kippurs and days that he learned in yeshiva. Think about it. I'm telling you, you look back. I remember when I learned in yeshiva. I remember this about the yeshiva. I remember my tefillin. Rechush. What's really, really wealth in this world, Rechush, that he owns, is the Dvarim Ruchni. Even if it's from Gashmias, but it's Ruchnis that comes from the Gashmias. You look back, you remember Shabbosim. You remember Shabbos, I'm telling you. I want you to know, I was once thinking about it. Do people remember weddings? I don't think so. I was thinking about it. I'm seriously. Do you ever think back and say, oh, I remember that wedding?
Depends. Take care of the wedding.
I don't mean that. What I meant to say was, anything which is not affiliated with Ruchnius, it doesn't last long. Ruchnius lasts. It's a Rechush. You know, the Gemara tells us, Haroitza, if someone wants to depart from his friend, he should depart. Mitaych! Varalach. Should be taych kach? Only through ruchnis you remember, otherwise you forget about it. Friends that you had a good time with, meaning you ate together, you said, chavrusas, you remember. You look back, you'll see in 20 years from now, you'll go, I looked at chavrusa. It's a nifla, it's a nifla. The real rechush, alama, it's araba, and he covers it over, and he confuses you, and he thinks, yeah, I have this toy and that, I have a CD and that, I have a face of a pot player, pet player, and a face with all the gimmicks of today, what they have. What they call that, Palm Pilot, this pilot, you think, if I have the newest equipment, and the newest this, and the newest that, it doesn't last long. Klal Yisrael was being taught how to look, hagisha, hamabat, ech listakel, al rechush, al oisher, on richness. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, daber al b'nei Yisrael, what? Daber na ba'ozne ha'am. Speak to them. Teach them something. Imochiach them. Yish'alu. It's all borrowed. It's not real. It's not yours. And then it's possible to build a mishkan with it. If not, you think it's yours, nothing good comes from it. Smalot. What did they use it for? They used it for Shabbos. They remembered v'zacharta ki eved hayita beretz Mitzrayim. They used it as big day Shabbos. Beautiful. Tav sofer. This is the pshat. Shloyoyim ha'oyse tzaddik. You know what the tzaddik's going to say? We need physical. Why? Because he was a tzaddik and he understood when everything physical could be used for ruchnius. That's pshat shloyoyim ha'oyse tzaddik. Avraham Avinu was a real tzaddik. When he had money, what did he do with it? He was mefarsim the Shem Hashem with it. Avraham Avinu was rich. Zevel pardoisov shel Avraham. People said we'd rather have the junk of Avram than the money of Avimelech. You know how rich Avram Avinu was? You know how rich Avram Avinu was? Yet, he used all his money. What did he use it for? Chesed. You know, he opened up a place where you... called Dichvin Yesev Yechel. He opened up a... Tell me, did you have to pay Avram Avinu's Eishel? I was thinking about it. Was there payment involved? Chazal say that when you wanted to pay, you tell you make a bracha, right?
Bench.
I would love to find an Asha like that. Could you imagine a guy opens up, he'll close in 3 days, it'll close. You come in there, everybody who wants could eat, and all you have to do is say, Hashem, kromi bogad navo. That's all you have to do, okay? Make an osavo, shapolov, osav, what is it called, osavo? What do you call that? A yoshavo, make a yoshavo for 1,000 people. Yeah? Yoshavo, make a yoshavo for 1,000 people, and all you have to do is say kromi bogad navo. That's all you have to do, right? That's Hashem is great, right? All you have to do is say that. You're an Arab, come in here. So say it in Arabic. Say Al Akbar. Come on, let's go. Everybody inside. Everybody come in. Can you imagine spending all your money for that? That's Oisei Tzadik. Because he understood what money is for. He understood if Hashem gives me money, it's lefarsem shmo yishal kodesh baruch hu ba'oyim hazeh. So Oisei Tzadik is going to say, not as a tviya. He's not going to complain. Shal hiru acha midoisei. He's going to come and ask. Shal yoyim ra'oisei Tzadik, he's going to ask as a bakosha from me. Rabbeinu shloilam, give them money. They need money also. Rechush gadol needs money too. Pirush, the kiyum could have been without the money. But Shloyoyim ha'oyseh tzaddik, Avraham Avinu understood that the money is used for the right purpose. He's going to say Rabbeinu Shloyim. Ananachanami. So the Bizas Hayom was talking very good. The Klei Kesev and the Klei Zav and the Smalois. That Moshe Rabbeinu said was the Zav. That caused the Egel because they didn't use it properly. They didn't utilize it properly. This is the V'achichen Yeitzu Rechush Gadol. Boisai, take the Gashmius in your life and view it through the eyes of Hashem. He gave it to me, gave it for the right reasons. Let me use it for the right reasons. And money's a good thing. Money's a good thing. Gashmius is a good thing. It's very nice, beautiful. Hashem came. If you view it as my money, mine, not borrowed money, my money. And it leads you into terrible egel and other things. We should have the achichin yetzir v'chus gadol physically. Also, I'll give you a bracha, because I know here that, you know, you have to give a bracha, and you also have to give a bracha to make parnasa. Parnasa, parnasa, okay. Shekablu parnasa, r'chus gadol, av r'chus, lo'oysha. R'chus gadol. Okay.